Four environmentalist groups are launching ads that hammer Senator Rob Portman for opposing the federal Clean Power Plan, which they say would cut carbon pollution from power plants.
When Senator Rob Portman led the fight to let power companies release unlimited carbon pollution into the air, he put polluters' profits ahead of your family's health.
That's an ad from the Sierra Club. The other groups are EDF Action, the NRDC Action Fund, and the League of Conservation Voters. Marianne Hitt with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign says Portman has been putting polluters and their policies first. And she says the groups want Portman to reconsider his stance on the Clean Power Plan.
Messages calling for Senator Portman to support the Clean Power Plan will hit the television airwaves and numerous online channels as part of a major high six-figure campaign.
Hitt says Portman proposed an amendment that would enable states to skirt the protections of the plan. But Portman says the plan would force the closure of 34 coal-burning plants in Ohio and increase costs for electricity. So he says he's proposed options for coal-dependent states such as Ohio to preserve jobs.
I don't know what the ad's going to say, but I hope it's truthful. The last ad that one of these groups put up against me simply was not accurate. And so I would ask them to, you know, keep it truthful, because that's important for our constituents to know on both sides.
This is an issue ad and does not back either Democrat in the Senate race. The conservative Americans for Prosperity spent more than $1 million on issue ads slamming Democratic former Governor Ted Strickland, who leads Portman in recent polls. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.